Chapter 7. The invitation came to all the worlds of the long Earth from space, and it was on a world on the edge of space that the work of responding to the invitation began. Dev Bilaniuk and Lee Malone, in identical blue jumpsuits, stood nervously outside the entrance of the Gap Space facility. It was a cool April day. Around them stretched the local version of northern England, a sandy, grass-strewn coastal plain studded with scratchy farms and workers' villages, giving way to rounded hills further inland. The songs of trolls, contentedly labouring in the fields and building yards, lifted on the fresh breeze off the sea. It was a mundane panorama, Dev thought, and it was hard to believe they were some 2 million steps from the datum. But before them stood the tall fence that contained the heavily policed interior of the Gap Space facility with all its expensive and high-energy engineering. To support the facility was the sole purpose of the scattered community in this landscape. And beyond that, in a sense, lay infinity. 40 years earlier, Joshua Valiente had discovered an alternate Earth that was no Earth at all. Big space-borne rocks hit the planet all the time, and in that particular universe, the all-time champion world smasher had happened to hit dead center. The result was the Gap, and it had turned out to be damned useful for those elements of humanity who still harbored dreams of spaceflight. Because from here, to reach space, you didn't need Cape Canaveral and rocket stacks the size of cathedrals. You only needed to step sideways into a gap where an Earth used to be, into vacuum. People had been venturing into space from this place ever since. And now the next were coming here. Dev felt Lee's hand slip into his own. They had come out a little early, waiting for their next visitors to arrive. They'd been too nervous to sit around. Lee, tall, slim, dark, wearing her hair shaven close to her scalp, was a few years younger than Dev, in her mid-20s, and he was her nominal superior in the Gap Space management hierarchy, such as it was. She was ferociously bright, however, and he had a feeling that their working relationship wouldn't stay the same for long, even if their tentative personal relationship lasted. For now, though, she needed his support. He squeezed her hand.
Take it easy. I mean, you know Professor Welch from Valhalla, you? The next might browbeat you, but they don't actually bite.
It's not that. Well, maybe a little. It's like being back at college and being brought in before some ferocious supervisor who's going to pick your work apart.
And they have been bringing money into Gap Space, remember? Why, the Cyclops radio telescope project was their initiative in the first place.
But they weren't interested in us before, were they? They saw the Gap as just a handy place to hang a big space antenna. But now there's the invitation, and here they come, taking over.
Dev shrugged. Well, they're not taking over.
And we'll get railroaded.
The next were a new kind of people, genetically and morphologically distinct, who had emerged in the strange crucible that was the long Earth. And they were, without a doubt, categorically smarter than regular issue folk.
Humans are kind of disposable when the next are around. That's what they say.
We can deal with it.
A sleek airship appeared above their heads with a soft pop of displaced air. As soon as it arrived, it began to descend, and a passenger ramp, like a long tongue, unrolled and reached for the ground, not far from the facility's security gate. Shadowy figures moved in the ship's interior.
I hope you're right, Lee said nervously.
Even the next had to follow the proper security procedure when entering the compound. Not that there was much malevolence directed at Gap Space nowadays, but this was still a fragile, high-technology, high-energy facility. And while security in the long Earth had always been a challenge, there were ways to achieve it. The only orderly way into Gap Space was the way Stella Welch and Roberta Golding were coming in now, stepping through from the lower worlds to arrive outside the security perimeter and be processed through the gate. and it was the job of Dev and Lee to welcome them. Dev led Lee towards the twain.
To tell the truth, I'm more nervous about what they're going to be wearing. There are these rumors about how the Necks live in the wild.
Nude, except for pockets. That's what I heard. But Professor Welch is like 108.
Not that old.
Without her clothes, she'll look like she's melted.
He laughed. I'll tell her you said so.
Two women were walking down the ramp from the twain, followed by a crewman pushing a trolley heaped with luggage. To Dev's relief, neither of the next was semi-nude. They wore what looked like serviceable travelling clothes, jackets and slacks in sombre shades. A few more crew followed the party down and began fixing anchor ropes to the ground. Dev recognised Stella Welch, of course, who had visited Gap Space several times before. He'd never met Roberta Golding, but she was rumoured to be senior in whatever organisation the Next had set up for themselves in the Grange, their secretive base. Slim, dark, bespectacled, with a rather pinched face, she looked younger than he'd expected. Mid-40s, maybe.
See? Dev said. They look normal enough.
For a given value of normal.
The introductions, with cursory handshakes, were brief. Dev said,
We're honoured you've come out to see us, Miss Golding.
She looked faintly puzzled, as if he'd said something inappropriate.
That's polite of you. But this is business, of course. The project we propose,
Stella Welch interposed.
Oh, but this goes beyond business, Roberta. At least as far as these two former students of mine are concerned. We're going to ask them to put aside their own personal programs to help us facilitate the Clark Project. They are among the most able here.
Dev felt his own polite expression become strained at this faint praise, and he glanced at Lee. The Clark Project? I never heard that name before.
Roberta said now, You have our transport waiting?
Dev said,
The stepper shuttle to the gap, whenever you're ready. But if you'd like to look around the facility first...
We'd rather get on with it,
Stella said. She headed towards the gate. After all, she knew the way.
We went through the necessary bio-screening on board the Twain. The formal permissions are being downloaded now.
Dev and Lee fell in behind the two of them.
You seem in a hurry.
Roberta barely glanced back.
We are.
So,
Lee murmured to Dev, we're among the most able here, are we? Maybe we could go swing on a tire. They might throw us a couple of bananas.
Hush,
he whispered, suppressing a grin.